Storytell is an English Bisaya storytelling podcast. Every week, I invite guest speakers and we talk about our stories, experiences, and opinions revolving around a certain topic. For this episode, we have a special guest, Charot. So, we have a special guest for this episode, and we will be talking about effective communication and meaningful conversation.
Ayan. Wow.
Diba? So, deep. So, ayun, why this topic matters? For quite some time now, technology has been advancing, and a lot of people have been using their cell phones whenever we meet other people, diba? And yeah. Parang we don't get the same kind of effective communication as opposed to what happened in the past. Parang ganun.
Mm-hmm.
So, ayun, we're trying. My guest and I will be talking about effective communication and meaningful conversation and how to make long-lasting relationships with other people. Char?
Yeah.
Asiki, it's time to introduce yourself, mystery guest.
All right. Hey, everybody. This is James Minorca Sampan of Saved Radio. I am a radio host for an online program that plays 24/7 through the Saved Radio app. And also, I am a consultant for Crossover 105.1 Manila, but in Cebu, I think it's 90.7 Crossover. But Crossover is now on online as well, so you can download the app there. Ade ba may plug pa?
Sige, so let's start lang siguro. A little background on how we met.
Mm-hmm.
Ganon. So, James and I met sa isang deaf Filipino Sign Language class way yes. back in September 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So ayun, I'd like to hear your thoughts siguro on what made you join FSL and parang what were your motivations for joining.
Yeah, since that school kasi has been offering that course for a very long time already, and when I was studying there, I've always wanted to attend that class ever since, but I never got to because of course there's school priorities at that time. But and also when you're a student there, the classes are offered at a discounted rate.
So, alumni.
So I'm an alumni of that school then.
Mm.
But I never got to because of school priorities ka. And then when I saw their ad that they already have it online, and then I was like, ay na, this is it finally. And I've always it's very interesting because when you go to the school, there's really a department for all the deaf that they have their own courses, they have their own, I don't know. And what I like is that even the staff, the security guards, the maintenance, they're all taught Filipino Sign Language, so that
really?
You know, so everybody in school, yung mga staff and crew, they go through the classes para they know how to, you know, communicate with the deaf students. So it's very interesting for me. And then finally, that school offered it online, and
Are they are they giving the classes to the security guards for free?
I think so. I think it's a requirement for them. Kasi nga, you know, so a lot of students are also deaf, like in that department, in that school.
Mm-mm. And are they offering other courses in ba? Like for example, parang let's say business management for deaf people, ganun?
Yes. So from what I remember, there's even may HRM for the deaf. There's multimedia arts for them as well, and many other courses. Kaya talagang very interesting that, you know, they have a curriculum for that. And ito pa, my favorite is they have a dance crew that are all deaf.
Wow.
Diba? So can you imagine the deaf, and of course some of them cannot hear 100%, but yet they're dancing. So how do they do it? I have no idea.
Yung sabi nila, I heard that they can feel the parang sound waves daw.
Pwede din, yeah. But I saw them dance once. They dance to the Lupang Hinirang.
Mm.
And then they're the deaf dance crew. So yeah, nakakatuwa.
That's amazing. Grabe.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea. Maybe siguro they're following vibrations, or maybe they're following light signals.
Mm-mm. Could Kasi be. Kasi you also noticed din sa Deaf Festival. Were you there? Sa
wala.
Pero like, they had this segment wherein they tried to dance with a particular song. Tapos, yeah. It's amazing na they can't hear the music, pero parang it's like they know what the song is about. And
yeah, and parang when you look at them dance, it's, you know, it's different to doing a sign, word sign, to doing a dance movement. Diba? So yeah, it's very interesting that they're deaf and yet they can dance, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Ikaw naman.
Ako mismo, yung motivation ko for joining is, to be honest, I just wanted to parang talk to other people, to deaf people. And at the same time, gusto ko din parang like, talk to other people in sign language. So parang if there's somebody that I don't like, parang I'll, gossip about them.
Nako, wrong motives pala.
Yun yung goal. That and, for example, alam mo yung when you're in a, let's say, for example, supermarket, tapos yung friend mo nasa dulo.
Yeah.
So you're trying to signal them, buy me parang corned beef, ganun.
Yeah.
So, yun yung motivations ko for joining.
So, for grocery purposes pala.
And of course, yun, included naman yung yung talking to deaf people din.
Tsaka I think it's din eh. Their community is something that's not as represented that much. Because I remember, because diba nga, I came from that school. One of my professors in design class, she's a teacher also in the deaf school. And she was part of the committee who was trying to enforce that there should be a deaf interpreter on TV. So they're parang naglilikom sila ng signatures so that, you know, it can be petitioned. And now, if you look at the news, meron ng mga deaf interpreters. So I believe they were able to be successful on that one naman.
And she also knows how to deaf sign ba or
hindi? And she also knows how to sign, yes.
Grabe.
Yeah. Galing.
Tapos yung other motivations ko din kasi I'm into learning languages. So basically for being in Cebu, I know how to speak Bisaya. I know a little bit of Tagalog from my father. Mm-hmm. Tapos English because of school. Mm-hmm. And there are other dialects that I've encountered as well, like Chavacano and Ilonggo. Okay. And also, I've been studying Japanese and Spanish.
Wow, ang dami mo nang alam.
Never like parang basic pa for Spanish, but parang I just wanted to same motivations din, makipag gossip in a different language. And
marunong ako mag-Japanese.
Really?
Yeah, sushi. Sashimi.
Toyota.
Ramen.
So, yun yung
PlayStation.
Yun yung mga motivations ko for learning languages. Bale, I also want to know parang the point of view from other people din kasi.
So if you go around the Visayas area and the Mindanao area, you will survive pala because you know almost all the dialects there.
I think even if you only have Tagalog din naman, I think you'll also be able to survive din naman siguro.
Yeah, but ako, I don't understand Visaya. Bisaya or the Ilonggo or Chabacano.
Where are you interested by in Bisaya? Like, do you want to learn someday?
Oh, naman, because I have a lot of friends then. They're from other countries and. They're from the Visayas area. So when I go there, nakakatawa, if I go there, they speak in Ilonggo or in Bisaya to each other. But when they start talking to Tagalog, I know they're talking to me. Kasi ako lang yung Tagalog nun. So minsan, parang bibisaya na sila, medyo I focus on my food, I space out. But when I start hearing Tagalog, then That's me. That's me. I know. They're talking to me.
And I think there are some jokes din naman in Bisaya that's not easily translatable to Tagalog.
So, I'm sure.
Kasi din yung mga Tagalog people, I don't also understand their humor din kasi so.
Talaga? Like what?
I don't know, but there are some things that I really don't understand. Parang they're laughing about something tapos di ko gets.
Okay.
But like, I still do think that I still have to parang learn more Tagalog. Kasi it's a shame. I'm a Filipino and I don't know how to speak Tagalog that much. It's a shame talaga.
Okay lang, hindi naman yun yung national language. Yung national language natin.
English.
Filipino. Which includes Bisaya and Tagalog.
But diba? Parang I consider myself as somebody who's into languages tapos I can't speak Tagalog. It's sort of bad to hear. Parang ganun.
But you can understand all Tagalog, diba? Yeah, you just can't speak.
Like, I think the tono is just bad. Like, really bad.
Okay. Kayan-kayan.
Someday.
Woohoo. I think as long as you get to understand, then madali na yan. Yeah. Okay. Like for us, diba, parang I hear that pag Tagalog kayo, don't know any other dialect. So, hindi na kami magsusurvive.
Pero marunong din naman kayo mag, ano, like, English. So, it's easier to communicate with parang Bisaya people. And I'm sure a lot of Bisaya people, they all know Tagalog kasi it's required.
Yeah, and English din naman. As you know naman, our country is, you know, it's also an English-learning country.
Yeah, that's true. But it's a little bit sad kasi the new generation, parang they only know English and they don't want to learn Tagalog. I think that's really sad to think.
Yeah, that's true. I think somehow we have transitioned into that stage. But an advantage to that is, you know, we're ready for the world.
That's true.
Diba? And also, I think it's because the corporations have adopted English as the official business language. Diba? So, yeah, parang maybe it's just another way for all of us to get ready for it.
But let's just hope that we don't completely abolish Tagalog and other languages then.
That's true. Sana nga they also include in high school, they would also include sign language, diba?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's the best way siguro to.
That's a big help.
Give more exposure to the deaf community.
Yeah. Interesting.
All right, so let's continue with communication. Sabi nila there are 5 levels to deep conversation daw. And diba, normally when we meet other people, parang it's very parang superficial nowadays. Mm-hmm. Bale, we don't even know how to meet new people, diba? Like back when we were younger, parang we always have like friends or classmates and we would get them to like, we would be friends with them, find better communication, better connections with these people. Now that we're a little bit older na, it's been hard to make new friends, diba? And even if we meet new friends, parang we don't have a long lasting conversation with that person. And diba? And I think social media and other
technology.
Technology, parang they're big factors to why this happens.
Yes. I believe it's ano din. Parang, di ba before, wala namang mga mobile phones. And lahat tayo may memorize natin yung mga phone numbers ng mga best friends natin, di ba? Di ba? So, everything's really, in memory. And then, when we have face-to-face conversations, it just means, you know, means much more than the regular chats that we have right now. So parang mas alive, can we say?
Mas intimate siguro.
That's better. Kasi nga everybody was going for face to face, but now diba chats na lang ganyan. And then it's also becoming a big mental health issue na alam mo yun, yung nag-read lang dun sa chat mo.
Oo, yeah.
Nagpa-panic na.
And especially with the whole corona situation recently, di ba? Parang it's getting worse.
That's true. Although, we're not saying that the technology is bad, right? It's a big help. And especially the pandemic season, it's been a big help, really. But I think compared to before where everybody was going for face-to-face and more experiential way of communicating.
Tapos, I also like read about something like it's not about the quantity of time that you spent with somebody, but rather the quality of time daw. So, it doesn't matter if you hang out with them for like 2 hours, pero hindi naman kayo nag-uusap.
Yeah.
So, 30 minutes is good as long as you're like fully engaged with talking to somebody.
That's true.
That's one tip siguro of para effective communication.
Saka yung ano, if parang you know you're comfortable with a person already. So alam mo yun, parang you don't put up walls when you talk to each other. And then there's this saying, diba, na you know you're okay with that person if even if you're 5 minutes not talking to each other, then it doesn't feel awkward. Then, you know,
that's true.
You know you're connected. Mm-hmm. Parang ganun.
How do you do it, ba? Like, for example, if you're meeting with somebody new, ganun, and do you jump in throwing out different topics right away, or like, do you, paano ba? How do you?
Well, me, I'm a very introverted person. alam mo naman, as a radio host, we are in our booth. We talk to ourselves.
But parang it's hard to believe kasi you're really used to talking to other people, diba?
That's true. It takes a lot of effort to do that for me. So, to answer your question, how do I do it? Well, first is my reason to do that is so that I can get rid of the awkward silence. Diba? And second is, if I really have to talk to the person, then, you know, I have to put on my radio host hat and talk to that person.
So, ano ba to, like, for work or, like, for personal?
I can say both. I can say both naman. Especially pag for work, syempre, you have to, you know.
Yeah, because it's work.
You have to talk, yeah. Pag personal din naman, what do I do? I don't know. I find something that's common to talk about. Like, for example, when I talk to, halimbawa, children. Because I used to be a Sunday school teacher in our church.
Oh.
So, the way that I can connect with them is to know the current cartoons. Oh, diba? So, you would ask them. There's a young kid. Bao, he's a young boy. Hey, so which one is your favorite Cars character? So, yun, bilang, I'm Lightning McQueen, sabihin ng bata. Also, if it's a girl naman, sabihin mo lang.
Barbie.
Disney princess. Kasi mahalang Barbie. Diba? Pangmayaman ng Barbie, ang Disney princess for everyone. So, you ask the girl, which one is your favorite Disney princess? So, yeah. So alam mo yun, you're able to open a chat with that. Parang medyo a bit of connection with that
person. Don't you feel like it's one way, it's a one-way communication at some point?
Diba? Interesting. Sa start siguro, if you know that the person is not engaging, then you know it's a one-way. Pero pag ayaw naman makipag-usap, hindi wag.
Kasi that's what I've been parang having problems with it. Like, I know I can talk to other people and I can throw out parang other kinds of topics out there. But, yung reaction kasi nila, there are people who, you know, just answer for the sake of answering. Diba?
Mm.
Oh, what's your name? Ganito. What hobbies do you have? Ganito. So, parang it feels one way kasi they're not throwing the question back at me, diba?
Yeah, I don't know, I experienced that when I interview mga celebrities and personalities on the radio.
Like sino?
Most of them are mga Christian bands and artists.
Uh-huh.
And then meron ding mga local Christian artists, mga sessionistas, like the musicians of sila Moira. Yeah, si ano din, si Sir Augie Alcasi, that was able to talk to him. Yeah. Anyway, so and also mga motivational speakers. Pag motivational speaker yung kausap ko, yun, ang dami nilang kinukwento. So, you know, hindi ko kailangang magsalita that much. Like sila Francis Kong, ganyan. Meron talagang, you know, they're not used to being talked to or interviewed to. So, sila yung kagaya ng sinasabi mo na they just answer the question for answering it. So, what do I do with that? I really try my best to find common ground na they'd feel comfortable talking about it. And then, you would see it and you would hear it in their voice na, ah, okay, I'm, you know, I'm not getting into it. Oh, parang you would hear it if they're not interested or if they're very interested. And then, you would see it transition from being not interested to being engaged. So, parang you just have to find that one spot na, you know, it's their interest and it's how you can connect to them.
But again, I guess that's for work, diba? So,
yes,
you really have to do that kasi you're paid for that. But how do you do it personally? Like, if you're doing it with people that you want to get close with.
Okay. All right. So, in my church kasi, I'm one of the kuyas, should I say. So, if somebody has a problem, they go to me. Right? And I think one way to establish connection with friends or people you want to get close with is paano ba? You can also give a bit of yourself so that they'd be comfortable to give a bit of themselves as well. So parang if you share a lot about, you know, if you feel comfortable sharing about your personal life, then somehow they would also feel that way na, he's okay sharing those stuff with me, then maybe I can share those stuff with him as well.
And I think that's true. Parang you have to give a bit of yourself so that the other people can also give something back, diba?
Yeah, parang they would see that, you know, I can trust this person because he's giving me those information about him. So, yeah, I guess I can trust him naman. It's really about building trust and respect to each other.
That's true. Okay, so, and guys, that's all the time we have for today. Tune in every Monday for a new episode. Story to Tell podcast is available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. If you like this episode, or if you had any takeaways that you got from this meaningful episode, charot, please like, share, comment on our social media accounts on Facebook, Twitter, and Spotify and Instagram pala, at The Story to Tell.
Yay!
Have a nice day, everybody. And see you next week for the next story I'm about to tell. Thank you.